I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. It's a love so undeniable that I can hardly speak. A peace so unexplainable that I can hardly think, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love, love. You're a good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and we are loved by you. That's who we are. That's who we are. That's who we are, and you're a good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and we are loved by you. It's who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You're a good father. You're a good father. Every day you are, God. You're a good father. We love you, Lord. You're a good, good Father, the best one that we could ever have. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. You protect us every day. You are our source. You are our shield, God. You are our Father, and we are so blessed to be loved by you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the lifter of my head. You're the lifter. You're the lifter. You're the lifter. Hallelujah. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything, more than anything. We lift our hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you our cloudy days are gone. We can sing to you this song. We just want to say that we love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. Yes, we do, Lord. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. Wrap us in your arms. You are a shelter from the storm. When all our friends were gone, you were right here all alone. We'll never know a love like this before. We just want to say that we love you more than anything. We just want to say that we love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything, more than anything. We bless your name, God. And on this day, the TMC family, we say, Lord,
We love you more than anything. Host, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Good morning. Good morning. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting us this morning with that Jesus joy. We so appreciate you. And we thank you, Minister Tiffany, for praise and worship this morning. We love you, Jesus, more than anything. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York, and I just want to say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Let me just share a little bit about this powerful journey we're on, and I'm so thankful to be on it this day. And we have two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Butterspoon. So we're excited. We stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but you have cried, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as you begin this day. We have a website that you can visit 24/7, and that website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as our outstanding bios or our speakers. We feel free to share our page as well as this year. We're so grateful that you're here on this call. And the theme for the year of 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience. By immediate obedience, all the instruction us to do for our immediate obedience continues to experience restoration and demand protection and creative miracles and strategy and breakthrough. Isn't that wonderful? If you be led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry, or agree as Minister Ruth, as long as Minister Tiffany and host as yours true, or share a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer general minister, Brendan Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat. In the second half of the call, we take requests and praise report on the second half of the call. And our phenomenal confidence, Odyssey International, was established by the D.S.B. Leon family over 33 years ago. We now call Odyssey Life. We have great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to say, well, and anyone comes 3 feet of you, you can share that information. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits and our wonderful products. That's like products. And the number is 667-770-1525. 294-617-294-617. If you have a service that charges you, we would like for you to use the bypass first, and that number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Inspirational Monday, and our speaker that will be and host will be Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You will be please join us right after the call. And I just want to say today is we're going to have Black History Month. And also, today is the 34th day of our corporate fast. And I'm going to read some of this for you. Spend quality time today speaking decree and declaring holy breakthroughs in every area of your life. Reading your affirmation, announcing to the absence of fear, the affirmation which activate our ministering angels to move on our behalf. Then Isaiah 55:11 says, So shall my words be the going forth of our mouth, and shall not return me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and I shall prosper, and in the things whereto I spread it. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not ministering spirits sent to the ministers for them who shall be heard and salvation. Jeremiah 22:27-28 says, thou shalt make my prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. 26:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Psalms 115:14 said, the Lord shall increase you more and more and more, you shall and your children. Amen to that. So we're going to move forward right now. And the next thing we're going to be doing, I'm going to get out of the way. We have a speaker that needs no introduction, but I will give you a few things about this powerful speaker. He's one of our co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts. Our speaker this morning, we're just called, and she's a religious singer, and she is awesome. I tell you, she started this just while we were on the fast, so we're so grateful for her and thank her for doing that. And I'm 134 days. I'm so grateful myself. And this morning, she called to proclaim of the will of God. She was the first ambassador for the Artist Life Health and Wellness Company. She's the co-founder of MasterCall. She loves her two adult children, adore her five grandchildren. We call her Things Super Fan. However, she preferred called Dr. PK. No, it was a Dr. Bacola. There was much more that I can say about her, but I can go on and on about her. But without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others, none other than my friend that I love dearly, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts. Are you out there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia, Honorable Cynthia, my dear sister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for what you do for us here at this call. Oh, holy God, we bless your name. We give you the glory and the honor, for you are God. We acknowledge that this call is your call, Master. It is us saying to you each and every Monday that we are so thankful that you allowed us to see another day, another week. You brought us through another weekend. And so, God, we said thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you so much. We love up on you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, be glorified. Get your glory in everything that we do and everything that we say. We want to please you, God. We want to honor you today. Hallelujah. Bless your name. As we come before you, God, we come laying out before you saying, have your way here. Have your way in us. Have your way. Have your way. Speak the more through us. Have your way. Have your way. Your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this opportunity of worship. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we can come here and honor you. We thank you for this great opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. I do honor God on this morning. I am excited down to my sanctified toes. Really ready for this week. Yes, this past week was a wonderful week. The weekend has been super fantastic. But as we embark up on the 34th day of our 40-day fast, I am here to tell you I am excited about these last 7 days as God has given me a word for you. Yes, there is a word for you this morning. I want to just take a moment to just honor those who work here as the staff. I say there is no good place to put announcements, no good place to honor those who do all of this great work without interrupting, seem like the flow of God. I just need to get this off my heart this morning. However, I want to say to you, Minister Ruth, I love you. I love you, Minister Cynthia. Thank God for you, Minister Tiffany. Get ready and come and give me a piece of I surrender all. I thank God for each and every one of you. I hear you out there, Waverly Brown. I love you. Thank you for accepting my invite, and those of the rest of you that I won't be able to call all of your names this morning. The word for God, from God for you this morning, is so absolutely wonderful because it just feeds into you are good, good Father. That's who you are. And because he's such a good, good Father, and we love him so much, we want to give up. We want to give up. That is the title of my sermon this morning. I know you're saying, are you crazy? Give up? We are almost at the end of this thing. But hear me out. It is, I'm surrendering to you, God. Sister Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, could you come and sing me just a little bit of I Surrender All to the Lord? And as she's coming, if you don't even have your Bible, just write these scriptures down, because these scriptures I'm going to talk to you about as I give you the word this morning. Romans 8:28. Yes, I'm on my way. Hebrews 13:5. Uh-huh. Psalm 46:10-11. I'll give them to you again. I see this morning that God is doing a grand thing for us. I absolutely love my sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who has worked and co-labored here so diligently down through the years. And as she and I can hear her, I can see her big eyes over there right now saying, what in the world is she talking about, giving up? Ah, glory be to God. I'm telling you one thing, when the Lord woke me up with this thing, I said, what? Vanessa, just hold on in there. I promise you I'm going to bring it home. Tiff, are you there? So we can get me back on track.
I am here. Praise
roll
God.
It out.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence. Daily live. I surrender all.
Oh, yes.
I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Hallelujah, I surrender all. I surrender all. Give up and let go. I just text Sister, Minister, Psalmist, my dear daughter in the Lord, Tiffany, and says, I need just a little bit of I surrender all. That is an example. She didn't call back. She didn't text. She didn't say nothing. But when God needs to know, and you need to know, that when God tells us to do something, there is no talking back. There's no thinking about it. There's just a doing of it. Give up and let go. Hallelujah. Give up, let go. I've heard songs, I've heard messages on it is a sin to give up. Never give up on God. Never give up on Jesus. Don't give up on this life. Quitting is not an option. Hey, bless the Lord. What to do when I feel like giving up? But today, I want to encourage you to get into these scriptures and these scriptures that I'm going to give you today so that you can give up and let go. During the last 7 days of this 40 days of fasting, I'm going to ask you to give up just one more thing. There is one more thing that is keeping you from the walk with God that God is seeking to have with you. Oh, that was so good. There is that thing which you have said, I just can't do without. I've always done it like this, Lord. God, I know you don't care whether I keep this or not. There's just one more thing that you are saying, God, and I got an understanding about this thing, Dr. PK. Don't you worry about it. You need to understand, hey, that we, this one little thing is going, it's okay. I want you to, I'm encouraging you right now. I'm admonishing you to stop and examine your life really and ask God to reveal that one thing that maybe you don't see, that one thing that I just mentioned, you see and you know you want that thing. But maybe there is that thing that if you said, it's something, I don't know what it is, but I still am not where I want to be with the Lord. I still am not hearing his voice like I want to. I'm still not feeling my joy bells ring like I want to feel them ring. God, still one more thing. What is that thing, Lord? What is it? God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying right now for you that he will open up your eyes, touch your mind so that you can hear and see and know what that thing is. That was a little old song that we used to sing down in Mississippi. It said, Lord, turn the light from heaven on my soul. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I'm admonishing you right now to throw up your hands and say, I give up to you, Lord. I surrender all to you, Lord. I say yes to you, Lord. As Bishop Mason coined that old anthem, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Now, and as I've lived down through the years, I understand that that means yes to your will, Lord, yes to your way. I give up, Lord. Hey, my shout out. Glory be to God. I'm feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit right now. Do you really mean it? Do you really mean that this fast is the fast that God has chosen, that this is where God would have me to be? Well, you all, I want to talk to you today about the things that as God gave me this, I had to look at myself. God showed me. And use these next 7 days so that we can become even closer to you. I want to be right. I want to be whole, Lord. I want to be saved. So the first thing that the Lord said to me is reminded me of that has caused me some problems in my life. And I'm so happy. On yesterday, as God and I was talking, I said, God, I don't want to have a lot of stuff swept under the rug and stuff thrown in the closets. And I want to be transparent. I want to be a clear messenger for you. I want to be that. He said, well, you got to give up on control. Control. Control is one of the hardest things for an A-type personality to give up. Why? Because when we're not in control, we feel vulnerable. We feel kind of lost. Yes, we do. We want to have the last say. We want to put the bow on top of a thing and say that if you don't do it this way at this time, right now, my way, honey, you can go on your way. But God says that when we really recognize that God Almighty is already in control, we can give up. Hey, we can give up control. We need to move out of the way, recognize that, hallelujah, God has all authority and that he is the one who wants to lead. God is the creator of the universe, and we should give up our need to control and trust him every single day. Yes, letting go of control is scary. However, the freedom that we receive in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls that comes when we give up control is more than worth it. To tell the truth, it is exhilarating. Because when we give up control, we recognize that Romans 8:28 is right on it. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. Why am I crying? Hallelujah. Because I would like to be in control of illnesses and lay my hands for real on every single one. They will rise up and live and not die. I would love to be in control of my children, and I can tell them to go here and go there and do this and do that, and they would do it, and everything would be all right. I would love to be in control. Hey, Shay, but I'm not in control of anything when I think about it. And when you think about it, you are not either. So let us just give up our need to be in control. Just give it up. Give it up. I say yes to the Lord. I surrender to you, Lord. I want to make my son be the best son. I give up, God. I give it up. I give it all to you. I want my church to be the best church. My pastor to be the best. I give it up. I don't have that control. You don't have that kind of control. Give it up. Give it up. Give up the thought and the belief that you are going to ever have it. You will never have it. All things. All things. The things that he has given you control of and the things that you have no control of. All things, life and death, all things, the up days, the down days, the bad days, the good days, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called, I'm called. Are you called? Number two, give up worry. This is one that is a good one. Hey, bless the name of Jesus. My husband, Elisha David Roberts, was one of the coolest, calmest people I've ever met. And when we would move off and in the military, oh God, I need to sit down and really see how many places we've moved to in throughout my military career. But he had a little plaque that he would place on the kitchen wall of every house we moved in, and it says, and the name of the plaque was Why Worry. There are only two things to worry about. Either you are well or you are sick. If you are well, there is nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, there are only two things to worry about. Either you will get well or you will die. And if you get well, there is nothing to worry about. But if you die, there's two things to worry about. Either you go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And if you go to heaven, there's nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, you will be so busy down there shaking hands with your friends that you still won't have time to worry, so why worry? Well, you all, the thing, the point of that little, this, that little a saying is, worry adds not one single day to our lives. In fact, worry oppresses and suppresses our minds, our spirit, our body. Worry is a negative sucker that will absolutely suck and sap the energy right up out of you. So I say give up. Give up worry. Surrender worry to the Lord and watch your life float in his favor. And the scripture for this one is Philippians 4 and 6. Don't worry about anything. Everybody say anything. Say she said anything. But instead, pray about everything. Say everything. Pray everything. Pray about everything. Open your mouth and work with me this morning. I see you laying up in that bed. Sit up straight in that bed so you can get into this sermon. Tell God what you need and thank him for everything. Thank him. Give thanks for everything. Oh, my God, the time is gone. Okay, give thanks for everything. That's the scripture, Philippians 4:9. Last one I'm going to give. This one I got to give it. Give up on money. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I saw Daryl almost fall off his rockers right then. What you talking about, Mama? Give up your money. We tend to hold tightly to our money. Some Christians are so tight with a dollar. Some old folks used to say they're so tight with a baby, they'll make it holler. Give God the reins of, quote, money. It's not your money anyway. Money has become an idol from many because it has been placed in the position of God in your life. When you are so afraid of and worrying about where your next dollar is coming from, I want you to stop, throw up your hands and say, I give it up to you, God. God, you said that you would supply my every need. I surrender this to you, God. God wants to bless us in every way, including our finances. And when they are in the proper place, he will do just that. On yesterday, you all, on this weekend, Elder Ellis, I thank God for you coming on the call this morning. I love and appreciate you. On yesterday, when my son Jun Jun came to visit, he kind of surprised me, rolled up and held me. After we had visited and we went to church and we just went to dinner, had such a lovely time. Yes, I sat right there, you all. I'm not boasting, not bragging, but I think I better report. Hallelujah. So you won't be wondering. She said she went to dinner. What did she eat? I sat right there and had me some lemon, hot water, and honey and just sat there and enjoyed. I wasn't hungry, you all. I didn't. It was a wonderful, wonderful brunch. But I'm here to tell you, I believe that I am at the place. I was feasting on relationship that I had with this boy. My nephew, this was David's and Jonathan's. They are brothers, my husband, David, and And we have Jun Jun. I can remember when I first saw Jun, he was crawling. And Jun and I have connected through the, okay, through the time, I'm going to quit him. But let me tell you one thing. When Jun Jun took me to the store and he says, I want you to put your credit card away, auntie. It's on me. We didn't go to just one store that he did that. We went to more than one. God says to me in Hebrews 13:5, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for you will then see that I will never leave you nor forsake you. God came in on yesterday and showed me in just a simple way that when we give up our tithes, pay what we're supposed to, our sacrificial offerings, and do it God's way, God will absolutely bless us in super fantastic ways. Give up and allow God to do for you what he chooses to do for you. Cynthia, if you would come and give the number for the call that's coming up next, MMC, and then I will close us out in prayer and benediction.
No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts, for that that amazing word, give up, I will surrender. Well, let me just say shortly after this, I will call you back for the benediction. And let me just share with you, everyone, please, this is the number for the MMC call. Our host will be Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our speaker this morning. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525. That PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. And thank you again, Ms. Ruth, for greeting everyone this morning with the joy. And thank you, Ms. Tiffany, for praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. And again, thank you, Reverend Dr. Cole Roberts, for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know the needs of your people. Each and every one of us have come with some concern on our heart this morning. Somebody is sick in their bodies. Somebody's finances are all messed up. Somebody's relationships are rocky. Hallelujah. But I thank you that you are God who says that you will supply our every need. You see everything that is going on with us right now. And so therefore, God, we release it to you. We thank you that there is nothing too hard for you to do. And so we just bless you for this TMC family, each and every one. Bless us as we close out this 7 days of fasting, that you will be pleased and that you will be glorified as we give up and let God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Now, we ask now that your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each of us in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.